back here in Menominee as we get set for the opening tip of this matchup between the Lumberjacks and Chippewa Falls. Looking back to yesterday's game, nobody in double figures for East, but a lot of balanced scoring. Bryce Woodmark led the way with 9 points. Tanner Dimka and Bryce Taylor had 7 apiece. Trenton Tate, 6 off the bench. Dylan Hamlin had 4. 3 for Jaden Rutkowski. 3 for Eric Daniel. 3 for J.P. Lacey. And 2 apiece for Sean Wilson and Lewis Nass. East was 15 of 43 from the field yesterday, 9 of 15 from the foul line. And they turned the ball over 18 times, and as you heard Coach Dimka talk about, a lot of those turnovers came in the second half. Well, Clare North cut a deficit down to 2, and they had numerous opportunities to either tie or take the lead, but they missed some shots. East played some good defense and then was able to score a couple late and hold off the Huskies 46-41. East is in white today with the black and red trim. Chi-High in red with the white trim. And we're just about set to get things going here. Dylan Hamlin will jump center. And it will be Amos Mayberry to jump up against him. Mayberry's a 6'2". Hamlin listed at 6'11". So you would think he should be able to control this opening tip, and they will. Whitmark has it into the front court. Jaden Rutkowski will bring it ahead. Hamlin, high post out of the key, gives it off to Dimka. Dimka down in the corner. Bryce Taylor open to the baseline, drives in, hangs in the air, missed the shot. Oh, he tried to draw a foul there and missed the shot. I think he had an easier shot than he thought. And here comes Chi-High back the other way. They have it out on top. Connor Fobey, now the ball knocked away out of bounds. It will remain Chippewa Falls basketball. 15 threes in the game yesterday for Chi-High. So the Lumberjacks, if they're going to stay in that zone, will have to come out and challenge the shooter. They get it right away. There's a long three. That's up and in. And they hit the first one. That's Nate Colleen. He had 24 in yesterday's game. And he gets on the board early. Here comes the pressure. They get it to Bryce Taylor, who gets it into the front court. Taylor picks up his dribble, gives it to Rutkowski, drives, gives it to Widmark on the left baseline. Cross-court pass. Taylor's open for 3. Off the rim, no good. The rebound kept alive. Widmark grabs it, kicks it back outside. There's nobody there for the Lumberjacks. It goes out of bounds. Turnover on Easton. Coach Dimka wanted Widmark to just go back up with that one. Instead, he tried to kick it back outside where there was nobody available. It goes out of bounds. So the Cardinals will have it out of bounds side court, and they get it in. Aaron Canez will bring it into the front court. Give it off to Colleen. Colleen over to Jake Sperry, who's in the lineup. It was a late start, I guess, late scratch here for Chippewa Falls. Sperry in the starting lineup. He's staying in that zone here to start. Here's Canez. He pulls up, shoots the 3, step back 3, missed it. The rebound is loose, goes out of bounds. Last touch by East. It'll be Chi-High basketball. They are not shy from letting fly. East was out on the shooter that time, and Canez stepped back and shot. Now off the inbound play. Here's a 3. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound is loose. Grabbed by Chippewa Falls again. Now a shot fly for the foul. And 2 offensive rebounds here in the early going for Chippewa Falls. East with a definite height advantage, not taking advantage of it yet. They got Canez on a 3-ball attempt right off the inbound play. The offensive rebound for Justin Ignarski, and he will shoot free throws. First one's up and in. A couple of different starters here for Chippewa Falls, and we're listed in the book downstairs. Ignarski and Sperry. Second foul shot is up and in as well. And here comes the pressure. East inbounds it to Widmark. Widmark still on backcourt, gives it to Rutkowski. Now they break it. They get it to Taylor. He's going to attack, hang in the air, off the glass. No. And Chippewa Falls with another rebound. Back the other way. Comes Aaron Canez. Drives, throws it away out of bounds. That'll be East basketball. First turnover for Chippewa Falls. Lumberjacks get it back. And here comes the wave substitution. 5 new players come in for the Cardinals. When you're going to press full court and run at every opportunity, you got to get fresh legs in there, especially on day 2 of a tournament. Now we get a whistle, and we're going to get a foul off the ball called against Chippewa Falls. East will inbound it. That's going to go against Zach Meinholz, who picks up the holding foul before the ball is even inbounded. Dimka looking to get it in, still looking. Now gets it into Rutkowski. Rutkowski will dribble it. Flips the pressure. He's going to dribble into the paint. kicks it to Widmark, hangs in the air, in and out, no good. The rebound once again grabbed by Chippewa Falls. Holy cow. East hasn't grabbed a rebound yet. Chippewa Falls with it outside. Here's a three-ball right wing. That misses badly. This time, Dimka pulls down the rebound. Tallest guy, or shortest guy on the floor, gets the first rebound for East. Lumberjacks break pressures. Rutkowski shoots a three. That's short, and another rebound grab by Chippewa Falls. Here they come. They want to run. Now they'll slow it down. Nice baseline move. They're going to call a palming of the basketball on Inkeline, and another turnover. We'll give the ball back to East, and five new bodies in for Chippewa Falls. East is going to substitute as well. We get a timeout called on the play, and we'll keep it right here. And reminds you that Lumberjack Basketball is brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Also, by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral needed at the new Bone and Joint Center's Walk-In Care. Open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. J.P. Lacey gets into the game for East. First substitution of the game. And Dimka will inbound at side court. Now gets it into Hamlin. Hamlin will hand it back to Rutkowski. Rutkowski ahead. Near travel. That's going to be, then he gets it across and now going to be out of bounds. Dimka got caught right at center court. And then he tried to advance it and stepped out of bounds. So the defensive pressure causes a turnover there. Second of the game for the Lumberjacks. Chippewa Falls. Tries to pass it into the post. The ball is loose. Still loose. Grabbed by the Cardinals. Here's a three-ball launch. That's a little bit short. This time, Hamlin's able to grab the rebound on the miss. Now, East wants to attack. They've got a three-on-two pass ahead to Lacey. Shot blocked from behind. Aaron Canetas went up and blocked Lacey from behind. And East will inbound it. Cardinals are not letting the height disadvantage cause them any problems so far. Dimka looks to inbound it. Still looking. Now passes in the corner to Bryce Taylor. He drives in, hangs in the air, a little running half hook. That misses. And Chippewa Falls with another rebound. East can't find the bottom of the basket. They trail 5-0. Baseline drive, feet inside. Shot put up. That's no good. Hamlin with the rebound. East wants to push now. Taylor finds Lacey. Brokowski on the baseline. Hey, that's got to be a foul. Man alive, he got hammered. No whistle. They let him play on. And here comes Chai High back the other way. Yikes. That's going to be the level of contact. Wow, here's another three put up by Chippewa Falls. That's no good. Lacey with the rebound. And now the Lumberjacks will throw it away in the backcourt, turn it over, and Chippewa Falls gets it back. Brokowski drove baseline and just got hammered, and they let him play on. Lumberjacks still looking for their first points of the game. 4:37 to play here, first quarter. It's 5-0. Chippewa Falls. There's a drive. Canez passes on the baseline. Now they kick it back outside. High post. Kick it to the corner. Marcus Crumbaker in the game. Now they swing it around. Here's a three-ball launched. Rims out, no good. The rebound kept alive by Pate, and then Lacey grabs it. East wants to attack. Back the other way. Taylor to Dimka. Open for three. Spots it up. Shoots. Left it way short. Chippewa Falls with another rebound. What's going on? Here comes the Cardinal back the other way. Canez, high post. Nolan Johnson kicks it. Right wing. They pass up a three that time. One of the rare times. And a long three from the top. That's no good. The rebound grabbed by Chippewa Falls again. Shot put up. Now Lacey will grab the rebound. Pate. Passes ahead to Dimka. Dimka. Ahead to Taylor. Taylor. They kick it to Dimka. Back outside. Now it's Pate. Pate. Hamlin in the paint. Goes in. Leans in. No, but a foul and he'll go to the line. Dylan Hamlin is going to shoot two. The East offense looks very disjointed so far. A lot of that has to do with Chippewa Falls defense. They're swarming all over the basketball. And Dylan Hamlin will shoot two here. With 3:29 to play, first quarter, Chippewa Falls leading 5-0. Foul is called on Connor Bovee. Hamlin's first free throw is up and in as the cover is off the basket. Five new bodies come in for Chippewa Falls. East is going to counter with a couple of substitutions as well. Zhang Cheng comes into the game. Wilson's going to check in for Hamlin after the free throw. Cheng didn't play in yesterday's game, but gets an early call here. Hamlin Hamlin's second foul shot on the way. That's off the back bracket. No good. Chippewa Falls with the rebound. 5-1. Chi-High wants to push. East is going to try to trap now. They get it baseline. Here's a three ball. That's no good. Drive in. Shot put up off the glass, and that rattles around and in. Khalid gets the hoop. East will break pressure. Ball is grabbed by Lacey. Back to Bryce Taylor. Taylor to Hamlin. Down low. Hamlin too far under the basket. Kicks it back out. Lacey kicks it to the corner to Taylor. Taylor dribbles it back outside. Taylor down the lane. Off the glass, up and in. Bryce Taylor with the hoop. Finally gets one to go. And it's 7-3. Chippewa Falls with it right wing. Ball double team. Pate in the corner. Pressure in the basketball. They kick it back outside. Now back to the corner. Skip pass cross court. Now down low on the baseline. Feet inside. Shot put up off the glass, up and in. Good ball movement by Chippewa Falls. Jacob Olson gets the hoop. It's 9-3. Full court pressure. Taylor. Long pass ahead to Lacey. Lacey slows it down now and will get it back to Cheng. Cheng double team. Needs some help. Gets it to Taylor. Ball doubled again. Taylor feeds it down low to Pate. Hangs in the air with the left hand in and out. No good. And the rebound grab by Chippewa Falls. If they're going to let this level of physicality go, that helps Chippewa Falls with the pressure defense. Here's a three ball launch left wing. That's up and in. Jake Colleen hits another three. It's 12-3. Chi-High. They scored in the 80s yesterday. Here comes East. 3-on-2. They get it down low to Hamlin. Off the glass, up and in. Drunk Pate. Dylan Hamlin with the hoop. 12-5. Chippewa Falls back the other way. Bullet pass inside, off the glass, in and out, no good. And it goes out of bounds. And that's going to stay with Chippewa Falls. And once again, that was an over-the-back rebound that was knocked away by Chippewa Falls, and they let him play on. They got to blow some whistles here. Chippewa Falls will inbound it. They get in the corner and they step out of bounds. Marcus Krumbaker turns it over, stepping out of bounds. East will get it back here. 12-5, a minute 36 to play. First quarter, Chippewa Falls with the lead. Chang looking to get it in. Still looking, needs some help, and now throws it away. Oh, brother. Here's a three-ball top of the key, and it's up and in. So a turnover leads to a three-pointer by Colleen, and it's 15-5. East down by 10. They get it to Pate. Pate hurries. They get it down low to Wilson. Wilson lost the handle on it. Last touch by Chippewa Falls out of bounds. East will have it. Shane gets it into Pate. Ball locked away and stolen away. Here comes Chippewa Falls. They want to hurry it ahead. Peter Connor Wilson blocks the shot out of bounds. And it'll be Chi-High basketball. Cardinals will inbound it. A minute 14 to play. Lumberjacks better wake up here. An early start, and they're way down. Here's another three-ball launch. That's up and in. Aaron Canez hits the three. 18-5 is the score. Pate hurries it ahead to Cheng. Cheng, bullet pass to Lacey. Leans in. There's a bump again. He leans in, puts it up and in. That should have been a and-one as well. Here comes Chippewa Falls back the other way. Three-ball left wing. Up and in. Marcus Krumbaker hits the three. East will inbound it. They get it into Pate. Here comes the swarm. They get it to Cheng. 3-on-2 for the Lumberjacks. He fakes, misses the shot. Lacey with the rebound, puts it off the glass, up and in. They can get it in. Fly inside. They can use their height advantage. Here comes Chi-High back the other way. It's 21-9. 30 seconds to play here in the quarter. Lacey comes out to play the basketball. They get it in the hands of Krumbaker. 20 seconds to play. Chi-High is going to play for one here. Khalid with it. He wants to drive. Now kicks it to the corner. They throw it away. Off the hands of Aaron Hooley. Fourth turnover on Chippewa Falls. And East will get it with 7 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Chang looks to inbound it. Still looking. He needs some help. Gets it into Eric Daniel. Back to Chang. He's going to hurry it ahead, pass it ahead to Wilson, throws it up and out of bounds with 1.3 seconds. That was not the shot they wanted. Sean Wilson with a running three-pointer that he just threw it at the basket. And Chippewa Falls will actually get the ball here with 1 second on the clock. They throw the ball inbounds. They're going to get a shot away. This is going to be close. It's short for Marcus Krumbaker, and the first quarter comes to an end. Well, Chippewa Falls swarming all over the court, and they lead it 21-9. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Back here, but I would eat Chippewa Falls had the basketball to begin the second quarter and missed a three. So he's back the other way. Was it Hamlin? Got the rebound. They lost it inside to Hamlin. He bobbles, leads, and there's got to be a foul. They call it a travel. Man alive. Hamlin got bumped big time as he went up for the shot, and they let it go. A three officiating crew here, and they're letting them play underneath. Yikes. Six turnovers for the Lumberjacks. There's a drive in. The feed goes out of bounds. That will be Chippewa Falls basketball. Last touch by one of the Lumberjacks. Yeah, a loosely officiated game is going to play in the Chippewa Falls end, no question, with their swarming defense. Here's Canez, drives in, kicks it to the elbow, pass on the baseline, now a nice passing, they get it to Canez, shot put up, that's no good, and the rebound kept alive by Chippewa Falls, another shot put up, Hamlin comes away with that one. And East will nearly turn it over, and they will. The pressure defense again, now they get it to Canez, he missed another shot, ball is loose, and Hamlin comes away with it. Here comes East back the other way. Lepkowski, how can that not be? They're going to call traveling? Unbelievable. Lepkowski got hammered again, and there's no whistle. How can that not be a foul? But apparently it was, and another turnover. That's eight. Substitution comes in for the Lumberjacks. Tim Nash into the game. Here's a three-ball pull-up. That's no good. Too long. Battle for the rebound, and Chippewa Falls gets another board. East is just getting killed on the boards here. They get it back to Nate Colleen. Colleen passes right wing. Now they get it to the corner. Shot three-ball from there. That's off the rim short. Bryce Taylor pulls down the rebound. And now we get a whistle and a blocking foul called out on top. That's going to be called on Amos Mayberry. Just the second foul called in this game. Third foul. East has one. Chippewa Falls has two. There probably should be about 12 called. Widmark's going to shoot a three. Left that short. And the rebound grabbed by Chippewa Falls. Here they come. Back the other way. Quickly ahead. Pass down low. Widmark intercepts that one. Lumberjacks come away with it. Fifth turnover on Chippewa Falls. Now East wants to push if they can. Nash gets it ahead to Hamlin. Hamlin in a fake gets tripped. And a foul called. Hamlin's going to go to the line and shoot two. Foul's going to be called on Aaron Hule. And Dylan Hamlin will be at the line for a pair here. Lumberjack basketball brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step in more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Hamlin will shoot two. First one's up and in. Makes a two out of three from the line here. Five new players come in for Chippewa Falls. Mass substitution in their full court press defense. 6-12 to play your first half. It's an 11-point lead for the Cardinals, 21-10. Second foul shot coming for Hamlin. And that's up and in. He got them both, 21-11. Here come the Cardinals. They just keep on coming. Jake Sperry with it. He's playing man-to-man here. Drive-in shot put up. Hamlin made him chase that one. Widmark grabs the rebound. Widmark hit with it in the backcourt, hands it off to Tim Nass. Nass back to Widmark. They've got to hurry it ahead. Taylor's going to get it into the front court, and he's going to attack. Down the lane, leans in, puts it off the glass, up and in. Tough shot for Bryce Taylor, but he got it to go. 21-13. But here come the Cardinals back the other way. Canez gets it right wing. This is Sperry. Sperry wants to drive in. Picks up his dribble now. Jacob Olsen wants you to three. Olsen for three. And it's 24-13. Taylor in the backcourt gets it ahead to Widmark. Widmark picks up his dribble. Dimka all over the top to Hamlin. Leans in. No, but a foul. And Hamlin will get two more free throws. If they can bring pressure and get it to Hamlin inside, he can get a hoop or a foul every time. Chippewa Falls has nobody that can guard Hamlin inside. Sperry's going to pick up the foul. And Hamlin will shoot a pair here. And the first one is up and in. Four new players come in for Chippewa Falls now, and East will substitute as well. Trenton Pate in the game. Logan Bailey comes in for the first time. So it's Tim Nass and Bailey, Hanlon, Widmark, and Pate on the floor right now for Lumberjacks. 5:17 to play here first half. East down 24-14. Second foul shot for Hanlon. That rattles around and in. He got the shooter's roll, and it's a 9-point deficit for the Lumberjacks. Chi-High back the other way. Canetta's into the front court. Gives it off to Connor Bovey. They run a little weave out on top. Ball nearly knocked away. Widmark playing tough man-to-man right there. Near travel. They get the ball in the hands of Connor Bovey. He kicks it back outside. They pass up the three that time. And now we get a traveling violation. Chippewa Falls turns it over. Widmark played the passing lane that time and caused the travel. Lewis Nass going to get in the game for East. They'll bat both Nass brothers on the floor along with Bailey, Pate, and Widmark. Bailey right back to Tim Nass. Now back to Bailey. They should attack, and now they will into the front court. They get it to Widmark. He's doubled. Spins away, goes baseline, kicks it out. Bailey's open for three, launches, and off the front of the rim, side of the rim, no good. The rebound goes out of bounds. It should be East basketball, and it is. Logan Bailey got an open look, couldn't knock it down from the left corner. Four fresh bodies come in for Chippewa Falls. 4:33 to play here, first half. East will inbound it. Tim Nass looks to get it in. Out on top to Pate. He's going to drive in, hangs in the air, shoots, and got the roll. Good Pate. Little left-handed floater in the lane. 24-17. Lumberjacks chipping away. Chippewa Falls left. The right wing drive on the baseline. Help defense comes. They kick it left corner for a three. That's off the rim. No good. East cannot get a rebound. They kick it back outside. Here's a three ball right wing. That's no good. It goes over the top, and it will be East basketball. Chippewa Falls not shooting particularly well here in this one, but they keep launching them because that's what they do. East will inbound it against pressure. They get it into Pate. Pate wants to hurry ahead into the front court. He wants to attack. Hangs in the air. Shoots off the glass. Somebody in. Trent Pate attacking the basket. It's his second hoop. 24-19. They cut it to five. Baseline drive. They kick it out. Swing it. Now out on top. There's a drive in the paint. They throw up a runner up and in. Tough shot for Nick Colleen. He got it in the lane. And it's 26-19. East attacks into the front court. Lewis Nass. Gets fast, knocked away, stolen away. Ninth turnover on the Lumberjacks. Back the other way. Shot put up, no, but a foul. That's going to be called on Tim Nass. And it will send Chippewa Falls to the line. Jake Sperry will shoot a pair here. East basketball brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators serving the community since 1964 on Wausau's northeast side. First foul shot for Sperry. He rattles around and in. 27-19, so he's cut it to five, but now it's back to eight. And Sperry can make it nine here with another free throw. Second foul shot on the way, and it rattles around and off this time. Pate keeps it alive, and a rebound grabbed by Chippewa Falls. Shot put up, that's no good. Ball is out of bounds. Last touch by the Cardinals. East will have it. Lumberjacks just getting pounded on the boards, and there really is no reason for that. They have a height advantage at almost every position. Tanner Dimka is getting back into the game for East. Sean Wilson checks back in, as does J.P. Lacey. Dimka looks to get it in, and does. This is Bailey back to Dimka. Dimka looks to attack. Picks up his dribble on the backcourt. Now throws it ahead to Pate. We're going to get a foul in the backcourt. Well, they let him play early, and now they're calling stuff. And it's going to be a foul in the backcourt called on Chippewa Falls. Johnson picks up the foul. Keith looks to inbound. They get it into Bailey at the double dribble call. Bailey turns it over. He got double teamed in the corner and double dribbled. And Chippewa Falls has it back again. The guys with the ball, when this kind of pressure defense attacks, you just got to make good decisions. You've got to focus on what you're doing. Otherwise, you are going to turn it over. Here's a drive in the lane. The feed is going to be a foul in the lane. good drive by Aaron Canez, and he got hacked. It's going to be on Sean Wilson. That's going to be his first. And it will send Canez to the line. They're going to call that a shooting foul. That was a pass, wasn't it? They're going to call that a shooting foul? Looked like he was trying to pass the basketball. Yeah, they're going to change that. It's going to be a non-shooting foul, and Chippewa Falls will inbound it. That's the right call. Chi-High will inbound it here. Looking, still looking. They get it to the corner. Canez drives in, tries to feed it inside. Lacey takes it away. Now Dimka in the backcourt with it. Double, needs to get it ahead, and throws it ahead to Lacey. They've got Wilson underneath. They alley-oop it to him, and he can't handle it. It's too high. Lacey comes away with it. Don't put it up and in. J.P. Lacey gets the hoop. That's his third basket of the day. Here comes Chi-High back the other way. It's 27-21. 6-point deficit for the Lumberjacks. Drive in, kick it right wing. Free ball launch from there. That's up and in. Norm Johnson hits the three. 30-21, back to nine. Pate's going to attack. Pate in the corner to Lacey. Kicks it outside to Dimka. They play it. Bailey down low to Wilson. Down over the head of Lacey out of bounds. Lacey thought there was somebody behind him that Wilson was going for. Instead, let it go, and it goes out of bounds. 11 turnovers. And five new players come in for Chippewa Falls. Once again, 2:25 to play here first half. It's a 9-point lead for the Cardinals, 30-21. Chippewa Falls in the front court with it. They kick it right wing. Aaron Houle. Now right wing again. Three ball launch from there. That's up and in. Marcus Crumbaker hits the three. 33-21. So they've made two in a row. Bryce Taylor is going to attack. Hangs in the air. Off the glass. Up and in. Avoided committing the offensive foul and got the hoop. But here comes Chi-High right back the other way. Three ball launch right wing. That's off the rim. No good. But they get another rebound and Wilson's going to get a foul on the putback attempt. The shorter players keep sliding in there and getting rebounds for the Lumberjacks, or for the Cardinals, that is. Now it's going to be Crumbaker at the line to shoot a pair here. First one's on the way up and in. 34-23. Wilson comes out with those two fouls, and Bryce Widmark gets back in the game. Second foul shot coming, and it's in and out, no good. Widmark runs down the loose ball. Now we get a whistle and a foul in the backcourt against Chippewa Falls. That's going to be a foul on Aaron Houle. That's his second. Minute 52, and East is in the bonus, so we'll get free throws here, as Widmark will go to the line for a 1-1. Bryce Widmark, get the score in this game. First one's on the way. It's up and in. 34-24. Second foul shot coming for Widmark. Left that one short. Chippewa Falls with another rebound. They come back the other way in a hurry, as usual. Down the lane, pull-up jumper from the elbow. That's up and in. Nate Colleen hits the two ball from the elbow, and it's 36-24. Bryce Taylor into the front court in a hurry. Picks up his dribble, gets it to Dinka. They get it to Lacey, right wing. Down low to Widmark. Widmark skip pass all the way out to Taylor. In the post to Lacey, that ball knocked away, and another turnover for the Lumberjacks, quickly back the other way. They feed it in a face shot, put up, blocked by Taylor, but Chippewa Falls comes away with a three ball, that's off, no good. Trent Pate with a rebound. And now a steal in the backcourt. Chippewa Falls with a put shot put up, missed. Now a three ball, that's no good. Pate with another rebound. They get it ahead and once again throw it away. Turnovers are mounting now. Chi-High back the other way, catch and shoot three off the rim. And another offensive rebound for Chippewa Falls. He's just getting killed on the boards. Drive in, put up and in by Nate Colleen. He's back the other way, Pate down the lane, hangs in the air, left it short. And now back the other way, Chippewa Falls with 36 seconds to play it out. They'll slow it down and play for one. They'll stand and hold it out near the center circle. Colleen has it outside. Luke Madsen yelling at his team, wait till 12 seconds, and now they'll run something here. They get it to Collini, launches a three from the left wing. That's off, no good. The rebound grabbed by Lacey, passes ahead to Taylor out on the break, hangs in the air off the glass, up and in. And that's how the first half will come to an end. But the Lumberjacks just getting killed on the boards, and they've turned the ball over unofficially 14 times, and they trail it here by 12, 38-26. We'll take a timeout, come back, give you the numbers from the first half after this. You're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.